This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A declassified version of a U.S. intelligence report expected to be released on Thursday finds that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, according to four U.S. officials familiar with the matter. The officials said the report, for which the CIA was the main contributor, assessed that the Crown Prince approved and likely ordered the murder of Khashoggi, whose Washington Post column had criticized the Crown Prince's policies. President Joe Biden told reporters Wednesday he had read the report and expected to speak soon by phone with Saudi Arabian King Salman, father of the Crown Prince. The report release is part of Biden's policy to realign ties with Riyadh after years of giving the Arab ally and major oil producer a pass on its human rights record and its intervention in Yemen's civil war. President Biden Wednesday revoked a proclamation from his predecessor that blocked many green card applicants from entering the country. Former President Donald Trump issued the ban last year, saying it was needed to protect U.S. workers amid high unemployment due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden rejected that reasoning, saying the visa ban had prevented families from reuniting in the United States and harmed U.S. businesses. Immigrant advocates had pressed in recent weeks for the president to lift the visa ban, which was set to expire on March 31st. Biden left in place another ban on most foreign temporary workers. And as always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Around 1,000 protesters gathered in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, on Thursday as demonstrations against a military coup in the country continued. The military seized power back on February 1st, detaining leader Aung San Suu Kyi after it said last November's election was marked by widespread voting irregularities, an assertion that was refuted by the State Election Commission. The junta has said it will rule for a year under a state of emergency and then hold new elections. Demonstrators have since taken to the streets demanding the military release Suu Kyi and restore the elected government. Officials in Nigeria say gunmen killed 36 people in two attacks in the northern part of the country on Wednesday, a day after insurgents fired rocket-propelled grenades amid worsening security facing Africa's most populous country. The series of attacks by armed bandits occurred over the past 24 hours, 48 hours that is, with 18 people killed in two separate villages and several others injured. The assailants burnt down the houses of the villagers, displacing many of them. The latest attack comes less than a month after President Muhammadu Buhari replaced his long-standing military chiefs amid worsening violence in the country, with the armed forces fighting to reclaim other northeastern towns overrun by insurgents. Facebook on Wednesday pledged to invest at least $1 billion to support journalism over the next 3 years as the social media giant defended its handling of a dispute with Australia over payments to media organizations. The social media platform came under fire after it blanked out the pages of media outlets for Australian users and blocked them from sharing any news content rather than submit to the proposed legislation. Nick Clegg, the head of Global Affairs, said in a statement that to comply with the law as originally proposed in Australia, Facebook would have been forced to pay potentially unlimited amounts of money to multinational media conglomerates under an arbitration system that deliberately misdescribes the relationship between publishers and Facebook. And German customs authorities announcing Wednesday the largest seizure of cocaine in Europe's history, more than 23 tons worth billions of dollars seized in two raids this month at ports in Germany and Belgium. A 28-year-old Dutch import company professional was arrested Wednesday in the Netherlands, where police say the shipments were bound. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.